everyone, and welcome back to another episode of CQP Moments. As always, I'm your host, the Coupon Queen. Guys, I have a not so new thing that I have been playing around with. So let's take a moment out and I'll be right back. So I don't know how many of you are using Google Workspace. And believe it or not, if you're a regular Gmail user, you're already using Google Workspace. You will have noticed recently that Gmail has literally gone from Gmail to Google Workspace. It is one of the pieces of software within the Google collection, you know, like Google Docs, Google Sheets. Well, Gmail is one of them. But now it's Google Workspace instead of just Gmail. And I want to say about not even a year now, I have been paying for extra storage through Google One because, as most people do, when you're on your phone, on your devices, with everything using your Gmail account, you run out of storage. So, and you know, it's pretty much pictures, documents, videos, you know, and the crazy part is even the Google Drive pulls on your storage. So you have to make sure you have the space. So at first I went with the cheapest plan, which was like less than $2 a month, and I literally mean like $1.99. Was I getting good storage? I was getting more storage than I originally had, but not, I don't want to say good storage. So then I moved up to the $2.99 plan. Better, but still kind of wasn't giving me what I was looking for. Now, because a lot of people are using things like Google Sheets instead of Excel, Google Docs, because these are the free alternative versions to things like Microsoft Excel and, you know, Word. So you can use them, you can share them, you can send them. And a cool thing about this software is, like with Sheets, you can turn it into an Excel spreadsheet. Or with Google Docs, you can turn it into a DocX and still send it to all those people who have the Microsoft software, and you won't miss a beat. But, you know, it's free. It's pretty much free. So I realized with everything that I had going on, because believe it or not, in Canva, I can make a flyer on my phone within 15 minutes. I have become more proficient on my phone than I have been on my laptop. Crazy, but it's true. So, and if you're asking, on my laptop, it takes me about 30 minutes, you know, double the time, because I don't know, I've just been used to doing it on my phone. So truth be told, part of it is because for a little bit, I was working phone and iPad, not phone and computer. But now working phone and computer, I have to be as proficient on my computer as I am on my phone. But I will say this. It's been interesting getting this new storage, because this new storage actually comes with a lot of the Google Marketplace apps for the workplace. And I originally started playing around with the workplace because I wanted to see, like, new, you know, all those great features like the email that you can name after, you know, it doesn't have to be a Gmail account, it can be a company name. I just wanted to look at those things. I just wanted to see how this was. But again, I still needed more storage. I needed to be able to share documents. I needed to be able to send documents. And most of all, even though it's the second slowest form of communication, I still needed to get emails. Because believe it or not, when you don't have the storage, you can't even send emails on Google Docs. So it's like, I mean, on Gmail. So it's like, oh, really? So yeah, I really needed to get a new plan. So I looked at one plan, which is $9.99, and that's the 2 terabyte. Now I am trying the $19.99 plan pretty much because it's free for the next 2 months, but I probably will downgrade to the $9.99 plan once my 2 months is up or close to the end of 2 months because it's the same amount. It just has like a couple of AI features. I'm not really using the AI features. I mean, it's cute to have, but no. I don't know. I'm not, just not using the AI features in Google Workspace. But this has been really great because it allows me to do things like I've been searching for QR code generators. And if you've looked for a free QR code generator, you know that those things are the hardest to find. And what I mean by hard is not that they're not out there, but most of these QR codes only want to give you a 14-day trial code and, or should I say 14-day trial, and you can make the code. But after 14 days, your QR code also stops working. So it's not like, oh, you made a free code and you can keep it. No, you have a free code and it's only for 2 weeks. Yeah. Now, I know you're saying, well, if you need to keep making QR codes, why don't you just pay for it? I don't think I want to pay $150 to make, what, one QR code every 2 to 3 months? Yeah, that's not economical to me. Now, if I was always using QR codes, I could definitely see, like, if every flyer I had a QR code, oh yeah. But to make one flyer with a QR code every 2 to 3 months, no. So I decided to give, the Google QR code generator a try. And believe it or not, it is not bad. Now, the funny thing is, I always try things before I post them to something or whatever. Well, I did it. I made one. I went to see if it was working. And I got a 404 error code. Seriously, I tried it. One of the fam clan tried it. Still 404 error code. So I'm like, wait a minute. Like, what's going on here? Why do I have an error code? So the reason I had an error code wasn't because the QR code wasn't working. It was simply because I put in the wrong URL. So once I realized it was my error and not the software problem, I went ahead, re-entered the new URL, and created this QR code completely for free. Well, not technically not for free because it's only here because I have the software, but yeah, I didn't have to pay extra to create this QR code. So I was really happy with that. Now, the only thing I was playing around with that a little bit. Now, at first with this, I did get credits. So every time you create a QR code, you have to use credits. Plain and simple. And it only starts you off with 30 credits. So every time you create one, it takes one away. So, of course, I lost one on the first one because I messed up. I messed up the URL, so I lost that one. Then the second one, I was like, oh, this is an event QR code. And that's the cool thing. It gives you QR code, event QR code, Wi-Fi QR code. So there are different QR codes for different things. So I thought that the event QR code was going to give me the URL and take me to the website. Nope. Super wrong. The URL, the QR code created an event for me to put in my calendar. Didn't have to worry about it because it asks you for all the information. What's the name of, what's the name of the event? What's the location? What time does it start? What time does it end? What date, date does it start? What date does it end? All that great stuff is in there. And when I push create, it literally created a calendar entry for me. I'm like, no, that's not what I want. That's not what I need. I needed this to create a link to go to a specific form, an online form. And I'm like, oh. So I go back to the original QR code generator, just the regular QR code generator in Google, and correct the mistake. Got it going, and all of a sudden, boom, there it is. I've got the form, I've got the information at the top. I didn't have to worry about anything. Now, the one thing I will say is I did have to put this into Google Docs, and I had to save that and make it smaller or whatever. I had to crop it pretty much so that I can add it to the document I needed to add it to. Now, the good part about this is if you are working in Google Docs and you just need to put the QR code in there, it can be done straight into Google Docs. You don't have to worry about it. And you can still put the URL that you're looking for. So this was great. I was like, oh, that's wonderful. But like I said, for me, the extra work came in having to crop the QR, the code itself. And I'm like, oh. But it works. It still works. I was able to do it and get it done. So, yeah, I was really happy with that. I was super happy with that because it made things just a lot faster for me, a lot faster. But oh my goodness, if you have tried Google Workspace, let me know. If you've tried this QR code generator, let me know that too. If not, definitely try it. Now, the one thing I will tell you is there's more than one. There's one for Google Docs, there's one that's considered bulk, and then there's one for Google Sheets. This will take you to the spreadsheet portion, almost like Excel. Ooh, wasn't too crazy about that. Like, seriously, wasn't too crazy about that. So I got the one for Google Docs, and then I used that one and cropped it. Super easy, not a problem. So I don't know what to tell you. Let me know which apps you're using if you've tried Google Workspace minus Gmail, or if you've created a QR code. But as always, guys, be good to yourselves, be good to each other, and happy shopping.